I'm sure he could tell where we are. Just follow the war drums. He thinks we're dead.
Listen to those drums. Terrifying. But listen. Listen, Bendy.
Listen to what?
If you listen closely, you can hear it.
Hear what?
Gary Owen. I love that song. Song of Glory.
Custer and his glory. There's no glory in war. Only glory in the stories of war.
No, you're wrong. Listen. I can start to hear it now. Over the war drums. The day we left on this campaign. The seventh in all its glory.
You two shut your gopher traps. Both of you go look for it in the stables. And when you're done looking, you can clean them out.
Captain Benteen.
Captain Custer. Is C Company ready to ride?
Ready to ride, Frederick.
How is the Colonel handling his demotion?
It is not a demotion. He still commands the 7th Cavalry.
He was supposed to lead the Dakota Column on this campaign. Now Terry is in command.
Why don't you ask him yourself? He testified at the Congressional Investigations and embarrassed President Grant. So Grant assigns the Dakota Column to Terry. I think it speaks well for the General that he stands up to his convictions.
Maybe in the future he'll think before he acts.
Captain Benteen, it is no secret you have strong opinions regarding the General's methods on campaign. Either sit down and discuss your concerns with him, write to the War Office and request a transfer, or keep your thoughts to yourself.
My thoughts reflect those of many officers here. Perhaps if the moment presents itself, you can convey them to the General.
The moment has presented itself, Captain Benteen, with no help from me. You are hardly a master at hiding your emotions. Personality aside, he thinks you're a competent officer. It is the General's hope that this three-pronged attack will put an end to the Indian problem. With Crook moving out from Fort Fetterman, Gibbons from Fort Ellis, and our column from Fort Lincoln, we should have no trouble cornering them into submission and forcing them onto the reservations. Now, if you will excuse me, I am going to go inside and see my brother. Unless, of course, you would like to accompany me and relate to him your thoughts.
Oh, that will not be necessary, Captain Custer. As you have informed me, the Colonel already knows my thoughts. I'll see you on the parade ground.
Yes, Captain. Good morning, Libby.
Good morning, Tom. Audie should be down in a moment.
I see your horse saddled as well. Riding out with us?
As usual. I'll ride with him to the Little Heart River. Just overnight.
Something wrong, Libby.
How do you mean?
You seem sad.
I'm always sad when my husband and his brothers ride off on campaign. You know that, Tom Custer.
Libby! Libby!
It's on my hope chest, Audie!
I see it!
What?
His red cravat. I told him I took it out from him an hour ago. I guess his mind is just elsewhere. He still looked in his top dresser drawer.
Thank you, Libby. I must have taken it out and didn't remember.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning.
Good morning, Audie.
Tom, how are you? Would you like some coffee?
No. Audie, the regiment is mounted and ready.
Is General Terry on the parade ground yet?